I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said
how
you were
predictable.
You were.
How predictable.
He said he worked.
You are very racist.
He said he worked.
You're going to be dealt with.
He said he worked for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, January 30th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. We have already seen 59,000, almost 60,000 jobs disappear, layoffs this year. We've heard big tech announce layoffs, and so about 60,000 jobs already, and it's January, so that works out to about 2,300 jobs per day, layoffs, and we played one story in particular. Many of these are occurring by email. Imagine being a Google engineer and being laid off by email at 3 a.m. or, you know, having 20 years at a company and being laid off by email. It's pretty crazy what's going on. We are we're watching the transition occur right before our very eyes in real time. We have, those of us in America and, you know, the world, I guess, at large, has been kind of under the spell of American hegemony or primacy, or, you know, in America, we have grown up under the illusion of some kind of supremacy, or, you know, variation of this concept, and we are seeing that unravel before our very eyes. And if you read Manly P. Hall's Secret Destiny of America, you realize that according to that line of thinking and that story, you know, America is the new Atlantis, and it's America's job to kind of spread this particular mindset around the world, this idea of democratic socialism. And it seems that we've done a very good job of that. And I've mentioned recently that this is kind of a reboot of the Hellenistic influence. And now that that mission has sort of been accomplished in large part, it seems that we are being brought down to a status that is much less favorable. And so we're seeing that in a variety of ways. I think with the jobs and the tech companies, you know, when you think about it, there's a lot happening that I think most people are completely unaware of. If you're paying any attention, you're hearing people saying in the past several weeks that the dollar is in big trouble. We've been hearing about that for years, but particularly recently, if you're not living under a rock, you're hearing the clamor over the dollar and its demise, particularly as the world's reserve currency. And that means, of course, that if America is not the lender of last resort and borrower of last resort and those kinds of things that we've heard over the years, particularly from the Bretton Woods era forward, then well, first of all, it means that we do not enjoy the favorable status that we've enjoyed, but also it means that folks who are invested in our debt will probably come calling. They will want to redeem their investment. And, you know, that makes one think of China, for example, and other folks. So that's interesting from a technology standpoint. You start thinking about it. I mean, I've mentioned the Techtopus wage fixing scandal in the past, which, you know, you can still find the Justice Department press release. I think it was 2014, I want to say. We haven't heard anything about it. And it sort of went away for all intents and purposes. I mean, who has heard of this thing? Yeah, Justice Department requires 6 high-tech companies to stop entering into anti-competitive employee solicitation agreements. That was Friday, September 24, 2010, excuse me. So it's been a while, and, you know, so are we to believe that this practice has been discontinued? Or does it continue on in different sorts of ways? The 6 companies were Adobe, Apple, Google, Intel, Intuit, and Pixar. But as the stories, the Pando Daily article in particular, pointed out, the scandal goes far beyond these 6 companies. And, you know, that was subject of another article the article published over at Metafilter, for example, you can find it over there. The Tectopus, Much Bigger Than We Realized. That was published March 22nd, 2014, over at Metafilter. And so that reads, Mark Ames follows up on the Tectopus previously with a new report, which was over at Pando in 2014, but that obviously is gone now, showing a much larger conspiracy than has been previously reported. And here's an excerpt. It says, confidential internal Google and Apple memos buried within piles of court dockets and reviewed by Pando Daily clearly show that what began as a secret cartel agreement between Apple's Steve Jobs and Google's Eric Schmidt to illegally fix the labor market for high-tech workers expanded within a few years to include companies ranging from Dell, IBM, eBay, and Microsoft to Comcast, Clear Channel, DreamWorks, and London-based public relations behemoth WPP. All told, the combined workforces of the companies involved totals well over a million employees. So that's what we're talking about, and most people don't realize it. I know that recently, you know, there was discussion about the story of the person who the, I guess, software engineer in the Seattle area who, you know, makes, I don't know, $190,000 a year or something like that. And that's base pay or something. It reminds me of which is, you know, I mean, if you do the math on that, let's just say that it is what it is. That's $95 an hour at 2,000 hours a year, which isn't really that much in today's inflationary economy. You can go to the grocery store and spend $50 to $100 and walk out with one small bag of items. So, you know, an hour's wage, roughly, in some cases. And of course, you know, gasoline, same thing. You can easily spend $50 to $100 on those automobiles. We're not supposed to be driving, even though the folks in Davos are being shuttled around in them. Maybe we should focus on that for a minute too. I wanted to bring that to your attention. It's, you know, according to one estimate, it's about $500,000 to really be a mucky muck at Davos for a week. $500,000. So, you know, we already in America exist at more of what I would call the vast majority of Americans, I think, exist at more of a kind of an impoverished level than we have in decades, and then that we realize more than we realize. We are seeing the effects of the change. And so the point about the technology jobs in particular is, I think the joke's on us. You know, it reminds me of when I was in Hawaii in the 90s, and the cab drivers would drive Japanese tourists around and drive them a few blocks, and in the 90s they would charge them, you know, $50 to drive 6 or 7 or 8 blocks. And the cab drivers thought it was funny. Ha ha. Look at that, you know, we charge them this much. But the joke was on them, because the Japanese tourists knew it and could afford it and didn't mind. So it wasn't that they were naive, it was that it didn't matter that much to them. And so what's happening now, we are walking into a trap, I think, and the technology stuff just proves it. I mean, if you've worked in the technology arena, you probably are aware of the fact that there are folks in other countries, India, Ukraine, and other places in particular, that are very capable, and they'll just show up and work. They don't, you know, we don't need to indulge in pronoun psychodrama and all this other kind of stuff. We are a very self-destructive bunch here in America these days. And a lot of people in other places around the world will just show up and work. And it's interesting also, speaking of India, their take on the COVID vaccines and things. They're not completely out of the woods, but I think they're a lot, you know, generally speaking, my opinion is that they probably are more aware than the average American as far as what's really going on. And I suppose rightfully so, since they have naively trusted, hey, these people want to help us. Oh, wait, something bad happened to hundreds of thousands of people when Bill Gates showed up and said, no, we just want to give you a bunch of shots to help you. That's funny. Your help killed and permanently injured hundreds of thousands of people. So, oops. So there are folks from other countries who just show up and work. And guess what? They'll do it for a fraction of the cost of labor here. And without any of the psychodrama. So if you're a business person, that's pretty easy math. It's difficult to argue, especially if you're running a company where, you know, say you have 100 software engineers, and you can pay them, I don't know, an average, let's say, of $100 an hour. So that's $10,000 per hour, you know, with all 100 people working. And for a year, that'd be $20 million. Now, what if you could maybe cut that in half? Same man hours, you save $10 million. That's, you know, that sort of reminds me of John Adams, who apparently didn't have any, he didn't employ any slave labor, and it cost him millions of dollars. This is the same kind of situation. So not only the monetary aspect, but you don't have the drama. People just show up and get work done. And there's more in the tech field that's happening. I mean, if you're paying attention to the stacks, you know, the operating systems that run the internet, CentOS is a big one. There's a lot of upheaval there. We've seen big tech creeping into the open source environment with Red Hat, Canonical, Microsoft, IBM, et cetera, et cetera. Just sort of taking over the marketplace quietly and slowly. And now it's at a point where the entire undergirding of the internet has been slowly kind of subsumed by this giant monolithic creature that has engaged in wage fixing and all kinds of other unsavory practices. And I think something is looming. Most people don't realize. A lot of folks are getting pushed out with these changes, big tech changes that are coming. And the little guy isn't able to publish on the interwebs as he once was. The same kind of regulatory overreach and things is really kind of pushing people out of the small publishing. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back. A momentary aside, the biblical aspect. I think that, you know, just a couple of things sort of struck me this morning. We've had a discussion about the law lately, especially the law of Moses. Speaking of that, you know, this is why you got to get rid of Paul, because Paul is grace. Paul is mercy and not legalism. You know, Galatians 2 in particular is the rebuttal of the Judaizer contingent and the legalists. So Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. That's it, period. For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on law shall live by that righteousness. Yikes. Good luck with that. But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith which we are preaching. What's that? Well, we might as well continue, right, and finish. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. The scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. So it's this concept, whosoever. But speaking of the law, again, Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes, because you're dead to the law. Christ, you know, you've died with Christ. And living by faith, believing that you will be raised with him to walk in newness of life, as the Bible says. And then Isaiah 28, verses 14 through 18. If I can get there in my analog version of the Bible. Isaiah 28, 14 through 18. This sort of reminds me of America. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, O scoffers who rule this people who are in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death. You know, the death cult. Because we have said, we have made a covenant with death and with Sheol, we have made a pact. The overwhelming scourge will not reach us when it passes by, because we are, you know, it won't destroy itself. Reminds me of Jesus saying, can Satan cast out Satan? We have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we have made a pact. The overwhelming scourge will not reach us when it passes by. For we have made falsehood our refuge, and we have concealed ourselves with deception. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation, firmly placed. And it's interesting, this idea that we hear repeated over and over in the Bible, you know, that the builders, Jesus is the chief cornerstone that the builders rejected. What does that mean? It's interesting. So to the Masonic and the esoteric contingent, basically, this is an admonition in particular. A costly cornerstone for the foundation firmly placed, he who believes in it will not be disturbed. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the level. Again, these are sort of, you know, hints at the builders, you know, the Genesis 11 contingent. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the level. Are you on the level? Then hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the secret place. Your covenant with death shall be canceled, and your pact with Sheol shall not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, then you will become its trampling place. So, thus saith the Lord, so to speak. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Good measure. Isaiah 47, 10 and 11. You felt secure in your wickedness and said, "No one sees me." Your wisdom and your knowledge, they have deluded you. For you have said in your heart, "I am, and there is no one besides me." I mentioned this last week a little bit, but verse 11. But evil will come on you, which you will not know how to charm away, and disaster will fall on you, for which you cannot atone. And destruction, about which you do not know, will come on you suddenly. The answer, the antidote to what's happening, I mean, what's happening is spiritual in nature, first and foremost, I would say. And it's a spiritual battle, and America has been used to pollute and corrupt the world. We've been exporting democracy, freedom and democracy, and look how well it's working for us. Can you imagine? If the world is paying attention and as the saying goes, you know, America's a fishbowl. People look in, but we don't look out. If people are paying attention, it doesn't seem like things are, you know, whatever we could export here, from here. You know, if I was somewhere else in the world at this point, I would say, you know, I would argue that it's pretty self-evident. I don't think we need that, whatever it is. This is a very toxic environment. And, you know, you go back in the history, and again, you know, we can make an argument perhaps that there was something noble about America at some point, but also at the same time, there was, you know, America has always been an incubator for the Neo-Atlantic, Neoplatonic agenda, the Genesis 11 redo. And that's happening. You know, the Atlantean impulse, the Tower of Babel impulse, the Hellenistic influence, it's happening. And you don't have to look very hard or very far to see that that is, I mean, it has biblical overtones through and through. So you can listen to, you know, there are certain folks who have done some incredible homework on this, guys like James Perloff and John Taylor Gatto and many others, that you can familiarize yourself with the history pretty quickly. Bill Cooper's another one who was particularly aware of the esoteric aspect. So here we are, and painfully unaware, notoriously unaware, but, you know, exporting things, telling the world things are great. It's a mess here in America. What are we going to do about it? We are, I would say, victims of our own success. Speaking of the lies and deception that I mentioned in the biblical passages, you know, we have been in the sway of the Bernaysian, you know, the Ivy Lee and Edward Bernays contingent for more than 100 years now. And whichever direction that wind blows, the people go. Who has a thought of their own? And like Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, based on that kind of work, you know, the depth research, which is very satanic in nature, and all of that kind of nonsense, being able to convince people from an early age, the earliest age, you know, get them away from the house and spending more time in school than with parents, get them believing all kinds of crazy things. And like Bertrand Russell wrote, the people are not allowed to know how their convictions are generated, or where. The populace, he wrote, will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. When the technique, you know, the technique that guys like Jacques Ellul wrote about, when the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for a generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. And I think we're there. I mean, we have a generation of climate crusaders now here in America and in other places. But, you know, we still have folks who are trying to fight the good fight and reminding people everywhere, young people, maybe we should think twice before jumping on these bandwagons. There's an interesting piece that Ezra Levant put out over Rebel News. The young lady who, Masako Ganaha, I think is her name, over in Switzerland. We can play some of this. I think we'll try to play some of this real quick. This is encouraging. You know, I don't want to sound completely discouraging. But, you know, things are bleak here in America. And it is, first and foremost, a spiritual battle. So if we were to go the way of what happened, you know, what I call Jonah's gospel, we might have a chance here in America. Would we get rid of, you know, would we be willing to tear down the high places and get rid of our idols? Huh. Hard to imagine. We are all about idolatry in America. We boast in our idolatry, if we're really being honest. Here's this a little bit. Ezra Levant speaks with Japanese independent journalist taking on the World Economic Forum. Go ahead, please.
Media, are you with?
I am an independent journalist from Japan.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Yes. I have to ask. Thanks.
Things that we can do on our daily basis, it's influencing them. It's impact. So although they look big, our fighting back actually means a lot.
Ezra Levant here for Rebel News. On our first day in Davos, I was sitting with our team in a cafeteria of a supermarket, which we've been using as our remote office, and a young lady approached Avi Yamini out of the blue, saying she was inspired by Avi's journalism last year, so now she's become a citizen journalist this year. Her name is Masako, and she joins me now. Great to see you. Thanks very much for coming on my show.
I'm so honored to meet you and your team.
Well, you're very kind and you've been very flattering. I was blown away when you came over to Avi and said that he inspired you. I mean, a lot of people watch Avi's videos. He's very entertaining and he has a very strong point of view. But for you to actually fly all the way from Japan to Switzerland, that's a very long way. And you brought your camera gear and you've been doing real journalism. That's an incredible transformation from a viewer to a journalist, isn't it?
Yes, because you spread the courage. And I wanted to wake Japanese people up. And then I wanted to create this big circle. So I thought, why don't I go there? And I came.
Well, that's such a wonderful story. I find that so heartwarming. And you're so lovely as a person. So as soon as you introduced yourself, I started following you on Twitter, and you have quite a large Twitter following. Now, I don't understand everything in Japanese, although Twitter can translate it, but I started watching your journalism, and let me just show some of our viewers. Here's a story you did talking to one of the VIP drivers that they only chauffeur the VIPs around in regular gas-powered cars, not in electric cars. Here, let's take a quick look at that.
What kind of people do you drive for?
I cannot say.
Okay, I understand.
VIP too.
I saw Uber cars.
Yes.
On the side, it says 100 electricity.
That's right.
Yes.
All Tesla and all electricity, because here they need gas or without petrol, only electricity to drive here with Uber. Yes, I know that.
What about your car?
My car is normal because for VIP I cannot drive electricity auto.
ah, electricity cars, for example, Tesla, sometimes it's like an accident or the if there is no electricity.
It's very dangerous because I locked out if you have some problem or the brand out. Mm-hmm. That's a big problem with the Tesla. But now almost all they are from Tesla here.
Well, Masako, I thought that was a very interesting video. And you know what it said? The fact that you weren't just interested in talking to the big shots and the VIPs, that you wanted to hear from ordinary working people too. See, Davos is about the elites and the billionaires and the oligarchs. But the fact that you took the time to talk to one of the many people, you know, almost like a servant or an employee, I was impressed by that, and you made some real news. That was very interesting.
Oh, thank you very much. I started to realize like what local people think about this event. And actually, I found a house with a sign saying that, wow, this looks like corruption. This is what corruption looks like. It's a house located on third floor, and it's got a sign in English. So, oh, maybe local people have a different opinion. So I decided to approach many people. And then I bumped into a driver.
You know, just the very fact that you chose that story sets you apart from the New York Times and the Washington Post, who are only here to massage powerful people. So you talk to ordinary people, which is amazing, but you actually managed to find the elusive boss of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, who I don't think he walks on these streets like a mere mortal. You got him outside his hotel going to dinner, and I want to play this video for our viewers because it is so telling. Here, take a look at Masako, who found Klaus Schwab, that's amazing, put a question to him, and then got him to make an incredible statement. Take a look at this.
Chairman Schwab, I'm from Japan. May I ask
from?
You for? I'm from Japan.
Yeah.
And may I ask you for a comment?
No,
we're on our way to the next thing. We're a bit late.
I can just walk with you and then ask questions.
I think we're gonna rush actually. But thank you. Thanks very much.
Which media are you with?
I am an independent journalist from Japan.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. Yes. I have and, to ask. Thank
but
you.
Thanks. May, for, thank you.
But I wanted to ask one more question.
Masako, he would not answer a substantive question, but the way he dismissed you when you said you were independent, he sort of laughed and immediately turned his back on you, showed his contempt for ordinary people, his contempt for journalists who might ask him a question he's not prepared for, and that basically he views the world as friends and enemies. Friends are people who pay him to be here. Enemies are anyone else. That's what I took away from your video. So although you didn't actually get to put a question to him, he gave you a stunning answer. That's what I thought.
I was waiting outside of a hotel with Japan Night, an event that one of the popular events during this Davos conference was held. And so I was standing outside for 3 hours, and I finally found him, encountered him. And one thing I learned the most from this encounter is that I could feel he is aware of our resistance. Yes. And the way he turned, and then he was like hurrying up to his car, and I think he shut his ears and shut his mouth. And I felt like he wanted to go to his world from the real world.
His world where he can keep out people like you and me.
Yes, that's what I felt. So actually it was encouraging me for this experience because our voices, like our things that we can do on our daily basis, it's influencing them. It's impact. So although they look big, our fighting back actually means a lot.
Yeah. What I tell you, your answers have been so inspirational. I'm so happy you're here. I'm delighted to follow you on Twitter, and we'll put on this website where people can follow you. And I would encourage everyone to follow Masako. And if the tweet is in Japanese, you can just click the button that says translate so you can get the English translation. But you also retweet other things in English, and there is your original journalism on there. It's only been a couple of days, but I already feel like Masako is a friend and an ally, don't you? What a pleasure. Thank you for your kind words of support. And most importantly, thank you for showing courage and by leading by example. I've really enjoyed getting to know you. Nice to meet you and safe journey home.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate your great work.
Well, there it is. Another citizen journalist from all the way across the world.
There you go. If you hadn't seen that, and well, now you've heard it, interesting stuff, a bit of encouragement, like I said. Perhaps all is not entirely lost. I'm not a fatalist, and I don't believe that all is lost. It's an interesting thing. I mean, there is the timing of the Lord, in my opinion, but also we have choices. We have choices, each and every one of us. Do we believe the hypnotic lies, or, who's in charge? Who decides? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life, lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast already, this Monday, January 30th, 2023. Speaking of, you know, Ezra Levant mentioned Klaus Schwab wants to run away and get back to, you know, as Masako said, his world, not reality. He wants to get back to those people who pay him to be here, Ezra Levant said at Davos and the World Economic Forum. Yahoo Finance did the piece back on the 20th, was it? Also, same day Ezra Levant's piece was published. Is that correct? Yeah. Davos 2023, breaking down the cost of attendance. I want to give you that. We'll do that here in the next hour. But it's astonishing. And, you know, it's painfully ironic. Part of the hypocrisy, obviously, was pointed out in that last segment. And by the way, for those who, you know, think that there is daylight, so to speak, between generational technocrat Elon Musk and the World Economic Forum, the Davos set, you heard when they're showing video footage of, if we can believe what we see, when I believe that we can, at least to this extent. In those clips, you know, you see the Uber rides running around, the Tesla Uber cars all over the place. So if there was really daylight there, I doubt there would be Teslas all over Davos. So there's that, maybe one or two other things worth mentioning, but the opulence, the painful irony of the hypocrisy of the opulence, you know, these folks telling the rest of us we shouldn't breathe because we're killing the planet, but don't worry, they'll save it with their opulent gatherings. Second hour coming up, stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Okay. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.